NWFL Darryl Baldock Medal luncheon was held yesterday at Burnie, and Kim Miles was there. How are you going, mate?
Good morning, Darren.
Have you recovered?
I have recovered, mate. It was a great afternoon.
Wasn't it just? It was just one of those great days where the football community gets together and everyone has a good time. And let's go through. Well, we'll start off with the big winner of the Darryl Baldock Medal.
Yeah, circular head Giants midfielder Matty Elliott. Well, he capped off a great season by winning the prestigious Darryl Baldock Medal. Matthew polled 19 votes to win from Ulverston ruckman Luke Dyson on 17, while previous winner Josh Holland from La Trobe was third on 15. Speedy East Devonport winger Jack Triffitt capped off a memorial season also polling well to finish fourth with 14 votes. But really, Darren, it was a great effort by Matt Elliott, who returned to his club after coaching Forrest Stanley last year.
He was a bit surprised by it all, actually, I think.
He was totally surprised, but he's had a fantastic season. He's a guy that has probably dropped two stone from the last two or three years, and it's made him a good all-round player. So good luck to Matty Elliott for the future.
Yeah. Let's run through a few of the others. Firstly, the under-18s best and fairest, Oliver Fryett from Burnie.
Yeah, had a good season, good young kid, and he'll be a guy that both the Dockers statewide team and all their side in the NWFL will be looking at in the next couple of years to play regular senior football.
Yeah, good for Oliver. Reserves best and fairest went to Tyler Parker of Penguin.
Yeah, Tyler, he's had a few senior games with Penguin over the last couple of years, but he's back with the reserves at the moment, and he'll get the opportunity to play for a premiership next week when they play La Trobe in the reserves.
Hmm. Okay, the club championship won by Ulverston, so it's a good year for the Robins.
Very, very good year for the Robins. Narrowly defeated by the two Blues on Saturday, of course, but their reserves, their under-18s, their under-16s, their under-14s, under-12s, it's a conglomeration of all those points that have actually given them the club championship, and thoroughly well-deserved.
Yeah. A few other things I want to mention. The top goal kicker for the year won by La Trobe's Ryan Keep. I think he kicked 103 or something.
Yeah, anyone who kicks 100 goals in the competition has done a magnificent job, but to kick 103 at that level was a real credit to Ryan, and they'll be looking forward to him on Saturday to provide a focal point in attack.
Yeah, so it's a pretty simple game plan, I would suggest. Get it to Ryan.
Yeah, he's actually a policeman by profession, so he knows his way around.
Yeah. And another win for La Trobe, the Ambassador Quest, won by Sarah Lewis from La Trobe.
Yeah, Sarah won the MeadCon Ambassador Quest by just 1 point from Penguins' Kiana Bourne. Ironically, their teams meet the grand final next Saturday at both senior reserves level, so it'll cap off a great week for both. Actually, Sarah will also sing the national anthem, Darren, which will also cap off a great year for her.
Yeah, so it'll be a huge day Saturday at La Trobe. So let's briefly have a look at the grand final. What do you think?
La Trobe, courtesy of a rest, we're very, very, very strong. But there's something about Penguin, and it's not because I've been involved with the club over a number of years, but I think that they could, step up to the plate and may just get over the line narrowly. But, geez, it's going to be a great contest. I think it'll be the best crowd I've seen there for many, many years.
Yeah, so the seniors at 2 o'clock, and we've got the 18s and reserves before that.
We have. Reserves will be the same two sides, La Trobe and Penguin. And in the unders, we've got Wynyard and Burnie. So that two will be a great game.
Yeah. All right. So once again, well done to Matt Elliott from the Circular Head Giants winning the Baldock Medal yesterday. It was a great afternoon. Well done to the NWFL. And we'll have a yarn with you previewing the grand final and everything else and any news you've got on ins and outs on Friday morning.
We certainly will, Darren.
Thanks, mate. Have a good day there.
You too, mate. Cheers.